Before we begin today, a quick programming note. I'm going on hiatus during the month of October. October is busy for a few reasons, including a dear friend's wedding and going out to the West Coast to see more dear friends and to eat gluten-free donuts. I kid you not, I booked a vacation around the days that certain donuts and other baked goods are available at a gluten-free bakery in Vancouver. Some things never change, and my love of baked goods is one of those. So, with those things in mind, I won't be messaging you in October. You won't be hearing from me. And we'll go from there. Okay, now back to regularly scheduled programming. Song for Autumn by Mary Oliver, published in Poetry, May 2005. Don't you imagine the leaves dream now, how comfortable it will be to touch the earth instead of the nothingness of the air and the endless freshets of wind? And don't you think the trees, especially those with mossy hollows, are beginning to look for the birds that will come, six, a dozen, to sleep inside their bodies? And don't you hear the goldenrod whispering goodbye, the everlasting being crowned with the first tuffets of snow? The pond stiffens, and the white field over which the fox runs so quickly brings out its long blue shadows. The wind wags its many tails, and in the evening, the piled firewood shifts a little, longing to be on its way. We are officially in autumn as of yesterday. We are on our way to snow at some point in time. I think Mary Oliver's jumping the gun a little bit there. I love her dearly. But I think I would like to linger in the song of autumn a little bit longer. Our sycamore tree has started to lose its leaves, which now litter and scatter across our neighbor's lawn. I need to deal with that today, weather permitting. And our other neighbor's walnut tree is scattering its yellow leaves all across our yard. I'm not mad about it. I'm genuinely happy to see the trees doing what they're supposed to be doing. It's a comfort in this world of climate crisis and climate catastrophe to at least see some trees doing things on the schedule that they've been doing things for. Honestly, that walnut tree, at least 100 years, it's friggin' spectacular. The goldenrods are dying in our backyard. The asters are starting to wilt. Oh, that purple and yellow combo, though, I'm definitely going to miss it. However, I am very ready to see the blazing colors of autumn and to see the birds take roost in any little nook and cranny they can find. And also shout out to the squirrels who are digging up my lawn as I speak to you. They really crack me up quite a bit. They're so cute. Oh my god, squirrels, you're so cute. All right, well, there's me musing about autumn and adding my little thoughts to this little Mary Oliver poem about how nature longs for autumn just as much as we do. Shout out if you're a basic autumn bitch, just like I am. Autumn is a basic bitch for itself. I love that for us. All right, friends, please put on your SPF and drink your water. I'm going to do better with my water today because it's aggravating one of my genetic syndromes that gets cranky when I don't have enough water. So I'm doing better with that. Please be kind to yourself and please be kind to others. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes for another week. I love you all so very much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.